Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. We have a lot to deal with as we head through the afternoon. Let me start with this. I will tell you that the statement from Dodd Heffron is absolute garbage. Absolute utter rubbish. And the first person to call for her to immediately resign was, well, your humble host on this very radio program. I am glad to see now that State Delegate Mark Early, Governor Glenn Youngkin, and a number of people have now joined this cause, calling for her to step aside now. Writing this out until December 31st is in no way beneficial for Chesterfield County or the students in Chesterfield County. This is an absolutely vile attempt by Dodd Heffron to play, play hide and seek a little bit. And that is an effort to help her political benefactor, Abigail Spamberger. That's what this is all about. If she had any class... Well, if she had any class, she would not have celebrated the murder of Charlie Kirk. So I guess we can agree she is classless. But if she were able to borrow some class for just a moment, she could put together a letter of resignation from the Chesterfield County School Board. No, there is no recall procedure in the traditional sense. However, here in the Commonwealth, do you know what we do have? We have a legal court process whereby citizens in Chesterfield County can have Dodd Heffron removed. I have put the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, Joe Moreno, on the case, and he will be here at 5:35 to explain exactly how that process works. I have had the opportunity the last couple of days to ruminate on an issue affecting friends of mine, New American Arms at 6017 West Broad Street. Now, I've been talking about New American Arms forever. I happen to be a pretty loyal customer. I believe in the products. I enjoy spending time with Tony and the team over there. In fact, I was over there shopping when Tony said, do you want to take a look at something? And I said, sure. I kind of thought he would be showing me some... I don't know, something new from Glock, as an example. He said, no, take a look at this letter. Well, I have asked Tony to join me this afternoon to kick off this week because Tony is the owner, the operator of New American Arms, Tony Martin, and he is, in my opinion, under attack at this moment because he's daring to speak out freely. Tony, first of all, thank you for making the time for us.
Oh, Jeff, great to be on with you. Thank you for having me. A longtime listener, and thank you for what you do for the Commonwealth.
Well, certainly my honor to do that. Tony, you have an opportunity here. I'd like you to take the opportunity. Please explain to everybody who is listening right now what this letter was that you received, and I'll point out for the record, it's unsigned, but it says, "Sincerely a concerned neighbor," which I don't buy, but what was in this letter that was addressed to you at New American Arms?
Well, it was a shock and very unsettling to open this envelope and read this letter. I'm born and raised in the Commonwealth. I was raised by my family to be a Virginia gentleman. I thought Virginians were better than this. But this letter came a little over a week ago now. And as you mentioned, it is anonymous. It was a typed envelope with no return address, a typed letter with no signature or name. Mm-hmm. And it makes three distinct points within the letter. And this is regarding, of course, our signage. We do have a sign supporting one of the candidates running for governor, and actually it includes the lieutenant governor and attorney general on the sign, and that's what this is about. Yep. We chose to support one set of candidates for the upcoming election, and critical election, I might add. It's so important to the freedom of Virginians going forward that this election needs to be resolved correctly if we're going to move forward as a Commonwealth. And so it makes three points in the letter. First, it purports to point out that we have created a safety hazard. And that's laughable. And they use words like community safety. And the implication is that the sign, which is, by the way, 100% on our property, yep, and back from the right of way within the requirements by the county and the state. And so it would, by no stretch of the imagination, could this be creating any kind of safety hazard for the motoring public or for pedestrians walking along Broad Street at our location. So that was point one, that we have somehow created a hazard to the community that's putting our neighbors in danger. Totally absurd thought. Point number two is that we should not be engaging in and displaying political signage because this will damage our business. And they cite some lofty research that indicates that this would be bad for our business somehow. And then the third point in the letter is the threat itself. And it's clearly a threat that if we don't take the sign down, that they're going to take action to have the government intercede and, ostensibly force us to remove the sign or fine us or something along those lines. But that's the third point, was to initiate government intervention in our display of a political sign on our property.
It is disturbing. Let me remind everybody, Tony Martin is joining us from New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street. And Tony has a sign up on his property, fully, completely on his property, certainly visible, supporting a slate of candidates. They happen to be the slate of candidates that I support as well. Winsome Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares. I will tell you, if somebody sent a letter like this to any other business that were supporting the other slate, I too would still be up in arms, pardon the pun, about somebody attacking the free speech rights of one of my fellow citizens. So, Tony, again, I was out there. I've got the photos published, which people can see on my social media, on Facebook, on X, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is clear to me, because I drove up and down Broad Street looking at New American Arms, looking at the signs. No distraction at all. The sign is very much in keeping with all of the other signage, right? The size, the location, it's not different from anybody else's signs out there.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. And there's another point, you know, I mentioned the three points that are articulated in the letter. There's a point number four that is not directly written, but the implication is very heavy. The author of the letter refers to this sign as being divisive. Right. Divisive within the community. So it's now divisive, and that's the exact word they use. It's divisive to show support for, I guess, for any political candidate, or maybe it's just for a political candidate that they don't support. But clearly the letter is intended to directly affect our God-given right of free speech as protected by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
Tony, let me ask you as well about the threat. We've talked about it. I describe it as a threat. You've described it as a threat. Is there any way, I mean, I'm trying to be as charitable as I possibly can as I read this letter and thinking, could it be somebody who really is concerned? Could it be somebody with some sort of other issues? But to me, I see nothing except a straightforward threat against Tony Martin, New American Arms, for daring to exercise, as you rightly point out, your God-given right to speak freely.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's no other takeaway you can have from this. You know, if there's a safety hazard, I think the county would have already come along and said, hey, you know, you got that sign. You can't put it on the roadway, or, yeah, you know, you can't have, you know, flashing lights in driver's eyes or anything like that. And it's not. It's a typical large standard type of election campaign sign. And it's installed on some poles that are in the ground. You know, it's anchored well enough that if there's a windstorm, we don't think it's going to blow away and strike somebody's private property, like a car or anything like that. There's no risk. And this is not, you know, the first time we have supported candidates here. We've been, you know, New American Arms has been in business for over 10 years. And we've been in this location now for over 5 years. And this is absolutely a first that we would be attacked in such a way. And the implications of the threats and the infringement on our right to free speech is just mind-boggling.
It absolutely is. Tony Martin is joining us from New American Arms. If you want to see the signs for yourself, again, I would drive over there, 6017 West Broad Street. You can take a look at them. Tony, I need to know, everyone would like to know, will you be taking the signs down?
Well, of course we will. We will pull those signs down the day after the now Lieutenant Governor Winsom Earl Sears is elected as the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
So they will be coming down in November, say November 6th or 7th. That's a good time. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would take those down. What about the county itself? You did indicate that, and I think everybody would agree, Tony, if these signs were causing a hazard, you would have been contacted. Somebody from Henrico County would have reached out. But as of today, nobody's reached out, correct?
That's correct. We have an understanding of what are the limitations for signage of any type. And if you read the code and ordinances for Henrico County, they're quite lengthy and they get into a lot of minutia detail.
Yep.
But generally speaking, it's 100% on our property. It doesn't have any kind of moving parts or you know, flashing lights or anything like that.
Yep.
And it's not infringing on the right of way at all. And
right,
we're not near an intersection either. So, you know, there is this part of the code that says you can't put a sign up near an intersection that might block people's line of sight if they're crossing a roadway or something like that. We don't have an intersection here. So, no problem.
I want everybody to understand, especially if they haven't been over to your location, New American Arms, it is part of Broad Street, as you point out, Tony. It's been there for 5 years. I've been there countless times, pretty easy in and out from Broad Street. The sign doesn't interfere with vision in either direction on Broad Street. There's a business on one side of you, another business on the other side. So again, no intersection interference, absolutely nothing that could be seen as wrong or endangering anyone. What about your customers, Tony? Because this letter, while it is really a direct threat and threatening your free speech rights, it claims to be concerned with your business. They don't want you to lose any customers, allegedly.
Yeah, that's nice of them.
Yeah. What have your customers said, if anything?
Well, everyone that I've spoken to regarding this, their initial reaction, like mine, were all shocked and appalled that there could be such an obvious open attack on our freedom of speech. So the initial reaction was really overwhelming disdain that our fellow citizens of the Commonwealth would stoop to such a low point that they won't want to inhibit someone's freedom of speech to support a candidate of their choice. And since the arrival of this letter, I want to point out that the world has witnessed not only suppression of free speech, but also now, unfortunately, an open assassination of anyone who would dare to speak out in opposition to their distorted views and false claims. So I want to say for the public, may God rest Charlie Kirk. He will be sorely missed, but he leaves a lasting legacy recognized worldwide. This is not over.
No, it's not. Tony, I appreciate you being here, my friend. I appreciate everything that you do every day. Nobody's shocked to hear me say it. I love New American Arms. I love you and the team over there. I think you're doing a great job. 6017 West Broad Street. I admire your commitment and passion for defending all of our rights for everyone, whether you agree with the person's perspective or not. That is truly what makes us Americans. And the threat against you and the threat against New American Arms because you're daring to exercise one of those God-given rights, I think is absolutely inexcusable. And I do hope that more people step up and say, hey, Tony, I came over to see the sign, but while I'm here, let's see what's in the store. Let me show this person who is concerned with your business that, there are other people concerned with your business in the other direction.
Well said, and I appreciate the thought there. We're here to help everyone. Yeah. Many American heroes have fought and died for our rights. I will stand up and fight for your right for free speech at any time. Whether you and I agree or not, it's a God-given right, and no one should ever stoop to this level. Let's honor the Constitution, honor each other by defending our rights to free speech and doing the right thing.
That's right. I thank you, Tony, for being here.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I will chat with you again soon. I'll visit with you soon. That is Tony Martin. Tony is the owner, the operator of New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. I would urge everybody to go over and, well, take a look at this sign. I mean, all that Tony and the team, well, actually, it's Tony. I mean, it's Tony's business. It's Tony's property. And he's put up a sign supporting visibly his choice for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. I would suggest, and I am suggesting, that Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears and John Reed and Attorney General Jason Meares go and visit this sign. I think they ought to go over and show some very visible support for Tony and New American Arms. Let's make this a team effort, my friends. We cannot allow anybody to go around silencing the speech of someone who is simply saying, I endorse this candidate and might not be your candidate. It's 3:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and we've got a lot to discuss. Make no mistake about it. Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, is going to be here at 5:35. We'll talk about the charges for the suspected assassin or alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk. State charges for sure. Are there federal charges as well? And if there are federal charges, that's actually a good thing. So Joe Moreno is going to weigh in on that. But there's another part to our discussion upcoming with Joe at 5:35. I have asked Joe to please dive into the Virginia Code so that I can make clear to everyone what the process is to remove someone from an elected office. Now, we do not have a recall as happens in some other states. That's not an option here in Virginia. However, there is a process by which citizens essentially petition the circuit court and say, this person in this public office, this elected office, has done something that is inappropriate, beyond the bounds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we would like you to take steps to remove them from this elected office. That seems to be the only option open for this Dot Heffron character, who has now essentially provided a giant middle finger to all of the people who were outraged by her celebrating the assassination, the murder, the brutal slaying of Charlie Kirk. She is, I should tell you, I've been told by many, she's now in hiding. She has apparently fled Virginia. That's the report that I have gotten, and she is in hiding. So, there you go. There is, I guess the best way to describe it is this culture that says somehow, some way, assassination is okay. That is the way you deal with your political opponents. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI, of course, has dealt with any number of crimes throughout his storied career. But Jimmy, who is joining us, Jimmy, I don't think we have seen a culture which for some in the political arena embraces assassination as legitimate, have we?
Jeff, that's a great point. But first of all, let me just say that I am humbled that I am the warm-up act for our greatest counselor and friend, Joe Moreno. So I'm gonna sound a lot more clunky and ineffective than the smooth talking Mr. Moreno, but I definitely am looking forward to listening into that. But pivoting now to obviously something much more serious.
Yeah.
Jeff, I think part of it is, you know, a number of polls have come out recently, and progressives, especially younger progressives, are just it's incredulous to me that they are okay with political violence, that sometimes political violence is necessary. And that's something that if you go back generations, even to the millennials or to Gen X and certainly the baby boomers, that most of us recoil at that notion. You know, our country certainly has a history of it. We've lost four presidents in office to assassination. But, Jeff, at that level, I'm not going to suggest that that it's normal. It's just, you know, it's you understand when it's a president, a vice president, a member of Congress, a Supreme Court justice, a cabinet secretary, people like that that are in elected offices. That's why they have security details, because unhinged people end up trying to do them in if they don't agree with their policies or their decisions or their actions or whatever. Charlie Kirk was like you. He was an interlocutor. He was somebody that challenged you to debate and shared his ideas, refreshingly candid. And whether you agreed or not, he wanted to meet you in the public square and roll his sleeves up and debate you, not resort to fisticuffs.
Right.
Well, as the last week has gone on, and I've done some deeper diving into this, and really this is something I think that has become normalized, and it's sad that this ideation of, as you spoke of, assassination culture. Yeah. And what exactly is assassination culture? It breaks down to three components. The first is a grievance. And Jeff, you and I unfortunately speak all too often after mass shootings or terrorist attacks, and now in the wake of a political assassination, these people that do these heinous crimes, they're grievance collectors. They harbor this notion that they have been aggrieved, and they collect those and they fester within them. So that's the first component, is a grievance. The second is ideology. And these are their orthodoxy, their ideology. It is pure. It's not tainted by anything. It is pure and driven and strong, and it is opposed to your ideology. And if it is opposed to your ideology, again, this ratchets things up on the assassination culture continuum. And Jeff, then you sprinkle in a little bit of moral absolutism, that I am morally superior to you. Remember, I can take your life because political violence is okay because, Jeff, well, he's Hitler, or he's a fascist, or there's never going to be another election in our lifetime, or the way that I live my life. It's not that you're trying to tear my family apart, but you say something about the way I choose to lose my life or choose to live my life. Therefore, you should lose your life. Jeff, that is what assassination culture is. And sadly, I see it permeating our culture now. And again, the sad thing is, I'll wrap it up by doing this. Think about this last year, Jeff. Let me just run through it.
Okay.
July 13th, 2024, our president, who was a presidential candidate at the time, miraculously survives an assassin's bullet on July 13th, 2024. December 4th, 2024, right before the Christmas and holiday season, Luigi Mangione shoots a man in cold blood in the back, assassinates him, who is the United Healthcare CEO. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to, Jeff, just a few weeks ago, August 27th, 2025, a young man shoots into a church and kills two young children in Minneapolis during a Roman Catholic mass. And then just the other day, Jeff, the tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk. Jeff, you know what the similar thread is through all of this? First of all, it's assassination culture. Second of all, these are young 20-somethings. These are Gen Z kids. Yep.
And that's the fearful thing now, is that adopting and embracing this notion that you can kill people if they disagree with you ideologically. Jeff, it's a sad state of affairs.
It is indeed. Jimmy Galliano joining us, retired super...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Advisory special agent out of the FBI. Jimmy, it's a very, very disturbing situation. It's a very difficult time in which we live. And you're right, these are young people. And in the appropriate analysis, and you're somebody who has spent a lifetime looking at things, the 5,000-point view and the 5-foot view, and seeing what's going on in between there, if you are a 20-something, like the vast majority of these folks have been, then your entire life, as far as you're concerned, has been comprised of this guy who's in the White House trying to take away any shred of liberty, freedom, and democracy. You have been told for years that anybody who disagrees with you on anything has somehow aggrieved you and must be evil. And as you point out, those who disagree with you are Hitler, they are Nazis, they are fascists, they are destroying the government. So in a very twisted sense, if you're living in an assassination culture and you have heard that the bulk of your life, in your twisted mind, aren't you doing something righteous by taking out Hitler, right? Isn't that the debate we've all had for decades? Well, if you had the chance to go back in time, would you blah, 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 blah? Do they not see them as themselves as doing, in some cases, something wonderful as far as they're concerned?
Sure, Jeff, something virtuous. I mean, yeah. look at what happened to Elon Musk, who was a man who was, you know, rightly regarded as a trailblazer and a wonderful mind, and had done so many good things in helping advance technology in our society. And then all of a sudden, when he cozied up to the president, what happened? Well, you had firebombings of Tesla plants. You had cars getting scratched and keyed and having, you know, animal excrement smeared all over them. I mean, it is an insanity. And again, it's not, in that case, it's not just young folks doing that, because to look back at young folks, you know, the argument has always been, well, you know, they're online too much, and there's a modicum of truth there. Or you know, there was a thing a number of years ago with violent video games that, hey, that's what's causing this. I know that there have been studies that have debunked that and determined that, you know, just because some kid plays, you know, Call of Duty, that doesn't not going to lead necessarily in a straight line to, ergo, I'm not going to become a mass shooter. But what is it with these youngsters that, and I, again, youngsters, they're in their early 20s. The four shooters that I mentioned there, they're all in their early 20s. What is it that is driving them to settle their differences, not the way that Charlie Kirk did? You know, go everywhere, that every time Charlie Kirk went to a college campus, Jeff, it was an away game. Yeah. He didn't play any home games. He went someplace and played an away game, and he challenged you to debate. You know, come out here and let's share discourse. Convince me that I'm wrong. Prove me that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And ultimately, for him to die in the conduct of that, Jeff, it's just, again, it goes back. We're at a dangerous inflection point in our country and have got to get this turned around.
Question I would have for you, Jimmy Galliano. Again, remind everybody, Jimmy, West Point grad, wonderful Army officer, combat officer, retired supervisor, special agent from the FBI. Where are these folks, the younger generation, going to learn? Is it strictly at our homes? Because I'm looking at a message here. One of the professors at Clemson, which seems to me to be a pretty good school. I don't think they'd accept me as a student, so it must be a pretty good school. This particular professor wrote, in a world full of Charlie Kirks and Brian Thompsons, be a Tyler Robinson or a Luigi Mangione. You're not going to learn the right things in college. So what is it up to us again, or is it elementary school? What is it?
Yeah, I am. You know, I go back to, you know, my father was a professor at Georgia Tech and Georgia State University for many, many years. And I teach at St. John's University in Jamaica, Queens. And it's a Catholic school. It's a Vincentian university. So it's a little different. But Jeff, the problem is that on college campuses, I mean, this is where the marinating and the incubation takes place. And the reason is that there, you know, we demand, rightly so, diversity of everything in this world except for thought. And when you have these college campuses where, you know, it's, you know, conservative voices make up 10% of the faculty, if that. Well, of course, it's going to be slanted one-way worldview, and you wonder why the kids that are coming out of college are all kind of indoctrinated. They're marinating this for 4 years, and that's what kind of Charlie Kirk was trying to change. He was like, hey, let me just talk to you about something different. And one of those things, Jeff, you touched on a second ago, was the nuclear family. I mean, part of this ideological chasm is driven by the fact that certain elements of one side, I won't paint with a broad brush, but certain elements of one side do not believe in the nuclear family anymore. And they don't believe that it's important that, you know, that there's, you know, a mother and a father in a household to raise kids. And again, their families come in all different shapes and sizes and makeups these days. I get that. I think that's a wonderful thing. I'd much rather have children being raised by parents of whatever sex they are that are together and in a committed relationship. But when you constantly downplay that and you espouse this dogma that's wrong and that, you know, it's not important anymore, you know, that's what I think is driving some of this, Jeff.
Great points. I love the analysis, Jimmy. Tell me a little bit. Let's shift for a second here. I'm going to ask you to just look at the effectiveness that I think the FBI displayed completely and totally in getting the suspect very quickly, very effectively. What goes into an investigation like that?
Well, Jeff, first of all, I will agree with you 100%. I mean, to catch this guy in 33 hours was nothing short of brilliant cooperation and multi-agency approach, where you had state, local, and federal agencies working together. And I think, you know, listening to the frustration on, you know, the talking heads on TV and some radio hosts that were arguing about the fact that why this guy wasn't immediately arrested, we're living in the day and age of law and order, where everybody expects a crime is committed at 8:01. By 8:30, the perp is in custody, and by 8:59, after four commercial breaks, the perp has been sentenced and is already doing time. It doesn't work that way in a neat one-hour package. 33 hours is working pretty quickly, and I know that there was some criticism. Well, it wasn't law enforcement. I mean, the father turned him in to track down the suspect's movements, to be able to find those videos, and then to release the still images, and then to release the video clip segments. Jeff, crowdsourcing is what it's all about these days. It helps add an additional aid to law enforcement. I mean, look, before the 30s, we didn't have the ability to take fingerprints and to examine them, latent fingerprints, to attach somebody to a crime. Mm-hmm. Before the mid-80s, we didn't have the ability to use DNA to connect somebody to a crime. Police sciences in the last 100 years have evolved just in a very, very, very short period of time. But you're not always going to have these things happen quickly. But I'll tell you this, there are no perfect crimes anymore, Jeff. The days of Jack the Ripper, who operated 137 years ago in England, and no one to this day really knows who he was, those days are over. If you commit a crime, especially a heinous crime like this, you are going to get caught. Perfect crimes do not exist. Between the fact that the vast majority of this nation is blanketed by cameras, and whether it's cell phone, video footage, or whether or not it's a security camera, you're going to be caught. DNA evidence has evolved tremendously. Fingerprint collection and examination has evolved tremendously. So this was a great job. Now, let me just close with this, Jeff, because I've rambled for a bit. I don't want to say the easy work is done, but the hard work is ahead of us. Yeah. And that is putting together this case, making sure it's airtight, and then making sure that you get a conviction here. And, Jeff, remember, if the death penalty is on the table, which I think it will be, mm-hmm. you've got to get two juries. Right. That's two juries of 12 people each to agree that, A, he gets convicted, and, B, that he faces a firing squad. So a lot of work to be done. This isn't going to happen anytime soon, Jeff. I can promise you that.
Well, Jimmy, I appreciate the acknowledgement of the advancement in police science, especially. I had to chuckle as you were talking about some of the older days, right? Bertillon, right? Measuring noses and elbows and saying this is the way we're going to go, and because your ear shape is never going to change. To now, where a tiny microscopic piece of spittle is enough to close it all up. But Jimmy, I will say I was quite proud of the law enforcement activity, as you rightly say, local, state, and federal. It's become just de rigueur, unfortunately, to beat up on law enforcement, especially the FBI. And I think having an arrest made and ready to roll, I mean, 33 hours, as you point out, I think that's just stellar work on the part of every single person who was there. Jimmy, as always, we're over time, so I'm gonna post the link for a national for the Law Enforcement Officer Defense Fund, because I just always feel like I owe you a little something when you take time out of your day, and I appreciate it. What can I tell you? I always appreciate you being here.
We'll talk soon, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend. That is Jimmy Galliano, an amazing guy, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. 355, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.